Episode number 8, Ocho.
That's right. This is the 8th week in a row that we are bringing you all the news and all the buzz that Microsoft users are talking about around the globe.
The world!
And last week we asked for you to do something.
Oh, we wanted you guys all to contribute by sending us your stories or ideas to ping@microsoft.com or in the comments. You guys have been doing really well. I'm surprised at the amount of interaction we have. You guys have really cool opinions, and I'm glad you share them with us. We want you to continue that.
Remember,
ping@microsoft.com, and your story might be featured, right?
Not in your pants.
In my pants.
Let's start
on the
show.
All right, Laura, what is going on in Microsoft land this week?
This week, a lot of people are talking about our ad campaign. Seems like everyone has their own opinion on our ad campaign.
What's it called? The Laptop Hunters?
The Laptop Hunters.
Yeah, this
You've probably
big.
Seen the one with Lauren where she goes out and is you know, charged or challenged to get a laptop for $100,000.
I think that was her budget. She was like, I need a new computer. $1,000
right.
is what I've got. That's what I'm going to spend. And they told her, if you can do it, we'll give you $1,000.
And she did.
And
she ended up with a PC. That's why it worked out for
her. Yeah, I like the line in there. She's like, oh, I'm not cool enough for a Mac. Now, some people are thinking that, well, PC users aren't cool. They shouldn't have Macs. But other people are seeing the sarcasm in there.
Sarcasm.
You gotta put the emphasis on the right syllable. You know?
What I see it as is our first little dig at Apple, and now with their new campaign with Compagni?
No, Giampaolo.
Giampaolo? Compagni is a liquor. something Italian.
Giampaolo.
Anyway, he goes out there and he blatantly says, you know, he's bashing the Apples. And so I think it's good that we're finally counterattacking.
Here's the deal. His last line in that commercial was just pure gold.
I'm a PC because I'm really picky.
He said, you know, I'm a PC because I'm picky.
Right. And he also said, you know, I think of Apples as just aesthetics. But if I want a real powerful computer, I go with a PC. Like, we're calling him out.
I totally agree with what you're saying. Perfect example. I was on a flight to Europe this past summer, and that was you were there too,
so we both went.
All right, 11-hour flight. Even if you get the biggest potential battery in the new Macs that have the integrated battery, you're best going to get 8 hours, which is amazing in its own right, all right? But I personally don't even believe those numbers. It's probably closer to like 6, if that. Point is, you're on a long flight. How the hell are you supposed to change batteries? You can't.
Right.
In fact, if you ever need to replace your battery, you have to go to, you know, a certified retailer that can do it for you. So just seems like the cost of ownership and the inflexibility.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I would not get a Mac. Even though you can run Windows on them these days, which I think is cool that you can, but it's just not for me. I like flexibility.
In first class, they have power adapters.
I like multiple batteries. What if you're not even flying somewhere? You're just out on the road doing. All right. You know what? Don't get me mad.
Next. All right, Max, you know what? I got an email that was not spam.
That's important.
But I've read in a recent Microsoft security report that 90% of the emails that are sent are actually spam. 97% of emails sent, not all received, but a lot of them are caught, are spam.
Well, that's because there's lots of junk out there.
Well, no, that's because there are people out there, and you guys are not one of them. There are people out there who
you
click,
guys spam me sometimes.
Know, and there's a difference between like spam leading to malware
and
spam, like, you know, emails my mom sends me about how I don't send it to 10
actually,
friends.
If
I'm
you think
die.
About this, I remember a while ago there were some ideas on how to lower the amount of spam on the internet, and one of the ideas that I never quite figured out if I'm on board or not with this. Charging a fraction of a cent for every email that you send out. And this wouldn't really affect normal email users that do like a few hundred a month, let's say. But if you're a spammer sending out literally billions of emails, suddenly those fractions of a cent start to add up.
True.
And it becomes an issue for a spammer to really go out and do that. But as long as email is free,
but there's other ways around it. A, don't click on the spam. Don't go to that pharmaceutical site that's offering you discounted drugs.
That's not going to work, though, because let's say you just convince, let's say, 500 people not to click on spam, even though I'm sure these people already aren't clicking on
but
the
other
spam.
But other people,
But it takes one person that doesn't know what's going on to click on it that makes it successful for that spammer to send out a billion because 10 people clicked on it. So we can't convince all those people.
Well, we need to heighten our level of security
and,
you know, improve our spam blocking.
Well, the good news is Exchange, for example, Microsoft's enterprise level email client, that one filters most of the spam out. So I don't see it in my accounts.
No, I don't see it either. But can you just imagine? Think of the massive amount of emails we get in a day, let alone a week. If you're only getting like 3%, 97%, think of how much are not getting through. I mean, that's almost, that's pretty
impressive. I think most of the emails that are important are getting through. There is the occasional thing that goes to junk folder that may have been deemed spam but wasn't quite sure, so it goes to junk. The bigger issue at hand is it's clogging the internet. You know, you're sending out all this junk and it's unnecessary. We need room for porn. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. All right, Laura, what is next on our list?
Okay, well, I was walking down the hall in our office building the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I do it every day, pretty much. But this time I heard a word that I just needed to investigate. It's called coop face.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
We'll talk about that later. Do you know what coop face is?
I think it's some sort of phishing kind of virus that people were having issues with.
Yeah, it's basically a Facebook virus. I'm sure you've all experienced it, where you get... an email sent, or your account sends an email or a message to all of your friends saying, hey, I saw a funny video of you. Or, like, check out this funny video.
Well, you must have been infected for that to happen already. That means you clicked some nasty link that installed a little, you know, shenanigans.
Well, I didn't click it. I just got it sent to me, but I didn't click
on
it.
No, that means the person that sent it to you must have clicked something.
Yes, the person who sent it to me.
And it's trying to propagate through Facebook.
Yes, and most people click. I didn't click. I know better than to click. But here's the good news.
What's the good news?
Is that Microsoft has now teamed up with Facebook to put a stop to this. And this just happened, and they said they've already cleaned off 200,000 cases of the coop face.
Really?
Love to say it. Virus. The problem is it's polymorphic.
Really?
And it changes. And sometimes they've had to clean more than one strain of it from the same computer.
Well, you know why this is happening. I personally experienced this issue. So what happens when this coop face virus propagates? Somebody gets your Facebook email account, or they get your password, and they get your username.
Password?
Well, they get your Facebook password, and then they log on to your account.
Oh,
and here's
okay.
what happened to me. One of my friends, a close friend of mine, sent me a Facebook message. Via IM, actually, not even the message. The IM said, Max, I desperately need your help. I said, what's the problem,
How can
Dave?
I help?
Yeah, what can I do, Dave? What's the issue?
And he said,
my family members are having trouble. They're in a flood, and they need money immediately. Wire to them with Western Union. Do it, blah, blah, blah. And he's saying this, and this whole time I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is a very responsible guy. He probably has a lot more money than I do. Why is he asking me for money for his family who's in a flood when I look outside and it hasn't rained in like a week? I mean, what's he even talking about?
He must not have been in Seattle at the time.
So I started asking him some questions about it. I said, what's going on? You know, tell me about that time that we went whitewater rafting. And he's like,
Was it actually him or was it some sort of virus?
So I called him, personally called his cell phone. It was late at night for him because he's over on the East Coast. But I called him. And left a message. Turns out the next day he called me back and said, yeah, I got a few messages from my friends. It turns out my Facebook account was hacked. And the hacker was literally IMing his friends trying to get money from him. And I was thinking to myself, this blows my mind. Because it's the first time that something so close to me has happened that I almost fell for it. Because why would you think that a friend of yours on Facebook that's actually talking to you over IM... would be anything other than the real thing. That one scared me.
The moral of the story is be careful with your social networking passwords and usernames, and
don't
click
on links. Don't do it. What are you thinking?
Don't click.
Dave.
All right, Max, what have you been up to?
Oh, you know what I saw recently? Somebody emailed me.
Tell me.
A link to the Ferrari website, and I thought, why are you emailing me this? I've already
been
there.
And why are you looking at the Ferrari site when you're at work?
Why aren't you? That's
I'm
the
busy
better
working.
Question. Here's the cool thing. The reason that I can look at it while I'm at work, it is built on SharePoint.
Really?
Now, I would have thought, okay, SharePoint, this is like a content management system for enterprise.
I didn't realize that people built websites on SharePoint.
Well, that's the cool thing. SharePoint is actually really flexible. It's got all these web parts that you can control to do whatever you want. And I was really impressed. I went to the site. Just go to Ferrari.com and you can see it. It is completely not what you'd expect.
That's
I look
awesome.
At it and it looks like a normal website. It looks professionally done. I'm sure it is. But to be built on SharePoint was a surprise because I always imagined SharePoint was meant to be kind of the
aggregator. What we use for our internal documents.
Yeah,
and
you keep documents on it and you share information with your team. I mean, SharePoint, it makes sense, right? But, you know, SharePoint was the fastest growing enterprise product in Microsoft's history when it came out. So it's definitely a flexible, amazing tool.
So do you think that this will maybe inspire other teams and other companies to use SharePoint as their, you know, web developing platform?
I don't know. I actually want to throw this out to the audience. Have you guys seen any sites that you've wondered, you know, maybe this is built on SharePoint? Have you used SharePoint yourself and thought,
this is
a very cool platform, I could do more with this than just my internal company website aggregation or sharing of documents, etc. It's great for search, too.
Yeah, so let us know.
Yeah.
Next.
And with that, everybody.
Before we start the show, there's one more thing, because we can't not talk about Twitter.
Why?
It is tradition
but
now.
But this is the end of the show.
It is the end of the show, but I just want to throw out real quick that Stephen Elop, vice president.
He's the president.
President here at Microsoft, reporting directly to Steve Ballmer, is now tweeting.
Ooh, is it twit?
Tweet. He's not a twit. He's a respectable man, and I love him. Thank you for your words of wisdom, that Web 2.0. Anyway, with that, Maxi.
Things
out.
Oh, you should put in the real music. Things out.